This blog is about how to smell a rat, signs to look for that flag possible fraudulent or inappropriate behaviour in organisations. I'm David Julian Price, the Master of Meetings. The vast majority of people in organisations, particularly voluntary ones, are reasonable and honest people. But there are some bad apples out there and they tend to be clever and conniving and cover their tracks well. This post is about warning signs when things are not going as they should. Right up front, let me say this. Dishonest people are masters at making themselves trusted and indispensable. It's their main skill. Ask any person in law enforcement who has worked with fraud and they'll tell you the vast majority of offenders, well over 90%, are the people who were most trusted. That's how they get away with it. It's really important that in all cases of dishonest behaviour, you go to the police or appropriate authority. It amazes me the number of times I've heard that organisations have not gone to the police and the perpetrator simply does it again and again. I've heard of one case where a dishonest treasurer went through five organisations before one reported him. Most were too embarrassed. So I suggest you get this really clear. If they do it to you, they've probably done it to others, and if you don't report dishonesty, they'll certainly do it again. So here are some things that you can look for, signs that all is not right, and they're not in any particular order. Receipts are not provided for expenditure. Often, excuses are around being too busy, having health issues or family issues. They play on others' emotions, so they often give emotional reasons for things. Reports are not being provided, or reports that are not complete. Not providing evidence of bank balances, or blaming technology for not being able to get information. A last-minute inability to attend meetings, if that's often, is a big warning sign. Long-winded stories about why they could not get something, do something, or provide something. Wanting to be the sole authority on financial transactions. This is a huge giveaway of probable dishonesty because an honest person will never want to be the sole authority. They will always want to have someone checking up on them to make sure that there's no suspicion. Another one is suggesting changes to banking procedures that don't make sense. Wanting to make changes to bank accounts, being unwilling or reluctant to show details of transactions, suggesting that their friend will do the annual audit, or even suggesting that no audit is necessary. Constantly telling you and others that things are fine without giving reports, coming unprepared to meetings and using emotional reasons for it, playing the sympathy card, the treasurer being in financial difficulty personally, and if a person, particularly a treasurer, leaves or resigns in a hurry or unexpectedly, do some digging. There's likely to be a reason. So if you see any of these things happening, keep a very wary eye on behaviour and events and start asking lots and lots of questions. Demand things like bank balance proof. At the meeting, log on then and there at the meeting to check the bank balance. Make sure at least three people have the ability to log on to the bank, even if they cannot all actually make transactions. The second there is a pushback, smell a rat. A guilty person will always challenge that you are questioning their integrity and play the emotional card. An honest person will simply say, of course, because they know that it protects them to be open and transparent. Always, always, always go to the police if you find or suspect dishonesty. Dishonest people thrive on the fact that they are often never reported and just go on doing it again and again. If you do find that your organisation has been the victim of dishonest behaviour, have a robust discussion about pursuing the perpetrator for restitution. It can be more expensive, but sometimes it can also be effective. I've been told by police that most of the time the money has gone on gambling or lifestyle purchases, but it may be worth a try. Please remember this. The people who commit fraud are nearly always highly trusted people. That's their modus operandi. So people who don't recognise the signs will always discourage you from taking any action. Be objective, lay out your observations and facts before them. In the meantime, ask lots of questions. Finally, do be careful. Don't go off without strong evidence. If you ask questions and don't get answers, ask more questions and write a list of questions for others to see. Fraudulent people are clever and they may suss out that you are onto them, so be careful. The last thing you want to do is smear the reputation of an honest person. Be careful. Please note, I'm not a lawyer and I accept no responsibility for anything that occurs directly or indirectly as a result of using any of the suggestions or procedures that I've detailed in this blog. All the suggestions and procedures are provided in good faith as general guidelines only and should be used in conjunction with appropriate advice, relevant legislation, constitutions, rules, laws, bylaws, and with reasonable judgment. I'm David Julian Price, the Master of Meetings, www.masterofmeetings.com.